To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our national travel program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, Robert and Mary and I have been talking about Relief Factor for many years now. And how would you like to spend this Christmas pain-free? Or how about helping someone you love spend Christmas pain-free? We all suffer from aches, pains, and inflammation from time to time, some of us more seriously, others a bit less so. But what we like about Relief Factor is that it's 100% natural, research-based formula that was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. Relief Factor keeps it simple with just four basic ingredients. Here's an email from Connie. She's a show fan in Georgia. She writes, I want to let you know what a wonderful product this is. I've got back and hip issues and nothing can be done for my pain. The pain has continually gotten worse over time, and after hearing you talk up my new best friend, I decided to give it a try. Wow. After 2 days, I could feel the pain subsiding. The longer I've taken my daily doses, the better I feel and the less pain I have. I go to bed with no pain and wake up in the morning with no pain. I'm ready to take on all the Christmas cooking. Well, thank you, Connie. You can join Connie and stop popping those popular over-the-counter painkillers as you may be harming your body. Instead, get Relief Factor. For less than you spend on a cup of daily coffee, you can now get a 3-week supply just to try out for only $19.95. If you suffer from aches, pains, or inflammation, check out ReliefFactor.com today. Or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. 28 years ago, Lynn Hughes started Wanderlust magazine because of her love for travel. And during the early COVID years, she decided to write a guide to solo travelers because she often travels on her own. Her thesis is you don't have to be particularly young or particularly adventurous to travel by yourself. What's more, there are advantages to going alone. And I think that's a good place to begin this Write Stuff segment this weekend that features Lynn's new book titled How to Travel Solo, Essential Trips for Independent Adventures. Lynn, welcome. I want to talk to you about holiday travel in a moment, but let me begin this way. I don't want to steal one of your best points, but I so agree with your assertion that you can often accomplish what that most difficult thing when you travel to do, which is meeting locals.
Oh, absolutely, Ruby. Because, of course, one of the problems is that if you're traveling with your partner, with a family, with your friends, then you tend to be in a bit of a bubble where you're inward looking. You know, you're talking to each other, you're sharing experiences with each other. And also, to other people, they see you as a little bubble and they don't necessarily approach you either. But that all changes if you're on your own and you yourself become more open to looking out, making eye contact, striking up conversation with people. And equally, you know, they aren't so inhibited either to approach you. They see you on your own, and they're much more likely to come up or have a conversation. And so you just meet so many more people, including so many more locals.
Lynn's book is filled with 100 bite-sized pieces of advice, all of them very good for a solo traveler, whether it's your first time or second or third time. We know that holiday travel this holiday just got complicated with the rise of another variety of the COVID strain, and countries are changing their rules every second. What would you recommend for travel this holiday?
I mean, complicated is the word, isn't it? Because we really don't know what's going to happen next, how the rules are going to change. Sorry, you've got a frog in my throat. Or, you know, what's going to happen next week? And so, therefore, I think if you're going to be cautious, and if you've got to be cautious, then stay close to home for the time being for this holiday. And hopefully in a few months, things will be different. If, on the other hand, you've got the luxury to be a bit more flexible, then obviously there's going to be some great opportunities to travel, because so many countries do want us. I've been hearing today about African safari lodges that have got fully vaccinated staff, and they're calling out for visitors, and of course that helps conservation too, and it helps the local people. So if you're in that position that you can be more flexible, great, but obviously do check the rules daily. In fact, twice daily if you're thinking of going anywhere. And if you have got a trusted travel advisor who you use, then obviously be in touch with them as well.
I like your advice also about having a reason to be in a place, a quest, and that doesn't have to be an enormous thing. You might be fascinated by organs in churches in Europe, or interesting doors, or the best croissant in Paris. So a quest doesn't have to be something huge, but it's an admirable reason to travel. It gives you a focus and it moves you, doesn't it? Very briefly answer that, please, Lynn.
Oh, it does. And yes, exactly. Whether it's Middle Eastern poetry or going to see the Great Whales somewhere else in the world, to have a little goal of something to see just enhances your travel experience so much and gives you lifelong memories.
I couldn't agree more. Also, trying on a different persona. You know, when you travel, excuse my head cold here, Lynn, please. When you travel, and if you're traveling alone, you can be somebody different. You can try it out, can't you?
It's fascinating because we often don't realize how we are defined in our everyday life by the people around us. So to our work colleagues, we're one person. To our family, we're another person. But when we go traveling, we are suddenly free of those shackles that we don't even realize we've got. And so it's a real chance to just be a different person, try out, and, you know, the person you want to be or you would dream of being.
I couldn't agree more. I've seen people go to Vegas who are wallflowers and suddenly they become the life of the party. Lynn Davis is the author of this weekend's book for the Right Stuff segment. Her new book is titled How to Travel Solo, Essential Trips for Independent Adventures. You can find it at Amazon.com. Lynn, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rudy.
And we'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.